Among the many events at the Auckland Writers Festival last week was the awarding of the Sarah Broom Poetry Prize for 2018. It was won by Wellington poet Jane Arthur, with guest judge Eileen Myers, who's a big deal, saying that Jane's work has an unperturbed, confident reel here. And Jane has agreed to come in and read some of that work for us today. Hi there.
Oh, kia ora, Jesse.
Kia ora. Hey, nice to chat to you. Thank you for coming in. Tell us about winning this award.
Well, I'm still processing it. I feel like I might actually be processing it forever. It's pretty amazing to have been shortlisted. I'm still waiting for them to say they have the wrong Jane.
Yeah.
But apparently not. Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
Sarah Broom Poetry Prize. Who is Sarah Broom? What's her story?
Sarah Broom's was an amazing poet who had one book of poetry out through Auckland University Press and sadly passed away really young of cancer, and just a few months before her second book came out. So her husband and some of her friends put together this amazing poetry prize in her name to honour her. Yeah,
must be a lovely one to win then, and you must feel like a weight of responsibility, I suppose.
Oh, just a little bit, yeah.
How long have you been writing poetry for?
A few years, sort of. You know, I was one of those angsty teens who did embarrassing poetry that I should probably burn 20 years ago, and then I did the Masters at the IIML at Victoria University a few years ago, in 2015. And yeah, so that's sort of when I seriously got into writing poetry.
Can you give us an idea of what happens when you go to IIML, the International Institute for Modern Letters, with the dream of becoming a very good poet? What does a year in that program look like? Was it two years?
It's 1 year. Yeah, you get together a couple of times a week with 10 other people, so 9 other student writers and the convener, or the, you know, the sort of head of the club, of the group, and you workshop your work, so you each share writing that you're working on and give each other sort of feedback.
Are you all with other poets, or are there novelists and non-fiction people in there too?
There's one class that does fiction. Yeah. I was in the other class, which is a mix of poetry and non-fiction.
You were
I was other. And so, for example, Nick Bollinger was in my class that year, and he wasn't writing poetry.
So what did you get out of it?
I got, I think one of the main things is the ability to critique other people's work is actually the most useful in your own writing, because it helps you sort of dissect and step back and look at writing. It's a hard one. It's really intense and really amazing, but I think it strengthens your own voice and helps you be able to be a little bit sort of disconnected in order to improve.
Did you have other poets in your year?
Yes, I had. I think there were about 5 of us all up.
You guys must really get to know each other and get to know each other's work too.
Yeah, and we're all so different, so it's really cool. Yeah, really, really supportive bunch of people. It was, I think, we were sort of drama-free, actually. Our year got on really well, and we're really supportive of each other.
Is it my imagination, or women, and particularly young New Zealand women, doing particularly well in poetry at the moment?
Oh, they're so good. They're so good. I mean, I guess I'm youngish, but I don't class myself in that young.
Oh, I meant yourself included,
oh,
Jane.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Cheers. But no, there's some amazing young poets. There's an online magazine, poetry journal called Starling, which publishes under 25-year-olds and far out. I just feel like everyone else should step down and let them take over the world. They're so talented.
Why now? Is it just, are we going through a sort of generation of people who have the confidence to follow this as a career or as a passion?
I don't know. I guess they've probably always been there. It's just with the internet and so on, we get the content gets shared easier. I don't know. Mm. I mean, everyone's always been writing poetry, but there's some incredible voices. And I think also the world is stepping aside and allowing for diversity of voice as well, rather than just only allowing sort of authority to speak, which is pretty invigorating, really.
Speaking of websites, you have your own one. We might come to that in a moment, but first I'm really interested in hearing how you won this award, what you had to do to win it.
So you had to submit between 6 and 8 poems and a few months ago, and at least 5 had to be unpublished. And then they were all sent off to Eileen in America, who read them all. I think there's usually about 200 entries or so. And she read, they read them all without names, so they had no idea who wrote the poems.
Yeah.
And then whittled them down to these 4 finalists. So that's what I did, sent in some poems.
Who were the other 3 finalists?
They were Stuart Airy, who is an optometrist, is his day job. Robin Marie Pickens, who's a PhD candidate in Otago. And Wes Lee, who is an amazing multi-award-winning writer of all sorts of genre.
And are you going to read us one of the, and so you got down to the 4 finalists, so you know you had like a 25% chance going to the awards last week. And was there an event or something?
Yeah, there was, yeah. So it was at the Auckland Writers Festival, and we all had to sit up on stage and then hear the judges' comments right before we got up to read our work. So it was a little bit overwhelming, because it was, they were quite amazing sort of intense comments to process when you, you know, got an audience staring at you.
And who announced your name? Whose lips formed the words Jane Arthur?
Yeah, Paula Green was doing the...
Yeah, she's been on our show before.
Yeah,
I love
so cool.
Paula.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you going to read us one of the poems that won you this prize?
Sure. I was going to read 2, but I can read 1. I'll start with 1.
No, I'm keen for 2.
Well, one of them is a brand new one that I thought I'd sort of test out on the country.
Yeah, okay.
I'll do that one first, and then I'll read one of the ones that I read at the event on Sunday.
One of the ones that you know is decent.
Yeah, oh man, thanks. All right. Idiots. I've known people who decided to carry their brokenness like strength. Idiots. I'm a tree. I mean, I'm tall, I sway. But I've grown around things for years, lived with them. Here are some things. Here I am also, alongside or about, like a tree with a fence post in it. There is the thing, here I am, having grown with it there, despite it. I don't say, treat me gently. No, I say, cool, 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 cool. I say, that sucks, but I guess I'll survive it. Or, that wind's really strong, but so are my roots, so are my thighs, my branches, my leaves, my capacity to wait things out. I can get up in the morning. I do things.
I really like that one. Oh, so you're still going, Jane? That was a long pause.
Yeah, this is the next one. What you are not. You don't feel like a shuttlecock in your own slow-mo airstream as you move across the bar after a couple of beers, floating through askew spaces between tables and chairs. You don't wonder what force could have possibly set you off on this buffeting way. You don't feel bathed in the warm noise of glasses knocking and so many voices buoying you along or against some current. No, you're the female lead in a movie. You're a wise-cracking free spirit. You could bring down every man in this place with a game of pool, swipe every $2 coin from the edge of the table, sink balls and down shots, put chalk on the tip of your cue, raise it, steady. Take aim. I'm done now.
Every poet should have to finish their poem with, I'm done now.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed those. Thank you. Can you tell us about each of them?
I don't know. I think, yeah, I think I feel most comfortable writing about, I guess, sort of femaleness and bodies, and I like being a little bit messy in my poetry and a little bit confronting, because ordinarily I'm a bit of a wuss, so it's my chance to be a bit tough, I guess.
Yes, that toughness is really there in the first poem, and I love that sort of the confidence that's there in the second poem as well. It was neat. Thank you, Jane.
Thank you.
Tell us about The Sapling. It's a children's website that you're behind.
Yeah, so that's a completely other part of my life that feels so separate from poetry. But I started it about 18 months ago with a friend and colleague, Sarah Forster. And it's all about celebrating mostly New Zealand children's books. So we do interviews and reviews and personal essays, extracts from new New Zealand books. Yeah, it's been going really well. It's cool. It's thesapling.co.nz.
Why did you start it up?
We both come from a background in working in New Zealand books, and specifically New Zealand children's books. And we both just thought there weren't many places that books get reviewed anymore, let alone deeper discussion of children's books. And there's some amazing people working in New Zealand. We wanted to just showcase them.
And is it a website for children, or sort of for parents and people interested in children's books?
Yeah, it's more for grown-ups. We don't sort of have children reviewing books or anything like that. It's for librarians, parents, people who love children's books. It's for writers and illustrators to look at what everyone else is doing.
And what sort of regular features do you have on the site?
Every month we celebrate a school librarian from a different place around the country. And they are
that's
so
cool
inspiring.
Idea.
Yeah, that's just amazing. They're never just a librarian. They're like
Hello, Mrs. Sproul in Hamilton.
Oh,
we
nice.
Appreciate your time over the years.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Very good. And yeah, we do a few review slots every month. And we sort of get one children's writer to interview another children's writer, and they do a co-interview, which is always really interesting. All sorts of things, yeah. We get celebrities to write about what their children are reading, and we get people like the Prime Minister to write about books that were important in their childhood.
Lovely.
Yeah.
There's a comic there too.
Yes, and Giselle Clarkson does a monthly comic, which is one of our most popular pieces every month. Hilarious.
Nice one.
Yeah.
Okay, so people can have a look at thesapling.co.nz. Can I ask you to read one of your poems again?
Sure, another one.
Because I sometimes find that it's only the second time round hearing a poem that I start to get what I want to out of it. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. What one do you want?
Well, I sort of got taken by surprise by the second one, so do you reckon we could have that one again?
Yeah, sure thing. Okay. What you are not. You don't feel like a shuttlecock in your own slow-mo airstream as you move across the bar after a couple of beers, floating through askew spaces between tables and chairs. You don't wonder what force could have possibly set you off on this buffeting way. You don't feel bathed in the warm noise of glasses knocking and so many voices buoying you along or against some current. No, you're the female lead in a movie. You're a wisecracking free spirit. You could bring down every man in this place with a game of pool. Swipe every $2 coin from the edge of the table, sink balls and down shots, put chalk on the tip of your cue, raise it, steady, take aim.
Wellington poet Jane Arthur, the winner of the 2018 Sarah Broome Poetry Prize. Nice to meet you. Thank you for coming in and spending some time with us. And we'll look forward to seeing your name in the future.
Thank you.